بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي محمد كعب بن عجرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: خرج علينا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are still in this chapter, and in fact in the last three hadith of this chapter, of the virtues, the importance and the benefits of sending durood on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before proceeding, each one of us should think, have I started reading durood on a daily basis or not? And in fact, really, we shouldn't carry on with the sabaks unless all of us have started. Because the object of it is just not to know, but to make amal. And this is such an important ibadat of sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So each one of us should check ourselves, have I started? If not, make tawbah, istighfar, and then let us start with a firm resolution as from today to read daily durood sharif. And for a start, don't fix a big number. 10 is also enough. And when we are regular with 10 times durood for about 6 weeks, 40 days, then increase it to 25. And when we are regular with that, then increase it to 50. And then when we regular with that, try and increase it to 100. Average Muslim should try and read at least 100 times a day durood sharif. And it doesn't take anything long. And amongst other things, to say Jazakallah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a big faraz upon us. So we should try and start with our durood sharif. In this hadith, Hazrat Abu Muhammad Ka'ab ibn Ujra radiyallahu anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us. That is, we were sitting in one place and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us. فَقُلْنَا, then we said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasul Allah, قَدْ عَلِمْنَا كَيْفَ نُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْكَ. We know how to read salam upon you. In At-Tahiyyat we read As-Salaamu Alayka Ayyuhan Nabiyyu Wa Rahmatullahi Wa Barakatuhu. So that we have been taught, we know how to read Salaam. فَكَيْفَ نُصَلِّي عَلَيْكَ. How must we send Salat on you? We have to send Salat and Salaam. Salaam we know how to send, but Salat how to send? قال نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said قولوا, send your salat in this way: اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. That send your salat by reading this. Oh Allah, send your salat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is a special mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and this mercy which is coupled with great honor and respect, that is called salat. Oh Allah, send that on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The family is the biological family also, and which carries on till today, who we call the Sayyids, and who are particular the descendants of the children of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. But if we look at it from another aspect, a more greater way is the whole Ummah. Because in Islam, the Imani relationship is much more stronger than the blood relationship. Like for example, the son of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the wife of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, though they were biological relations, but they were not blood Imani relations. So Imani relations is much more greater, and we see the effects of this openly, that the Ummah is just increasing all the time and in fact becoming stronger. In spite of so much of worldly temptations and the enemies making their onslaughts on Islam and Muslims right, left and center all the time. But yet Muslims, we see masjids are more and more masjids are coming up. We see more and more people dressing Islamically. We see more and more Islamic life coming in the world. There is the barakat of this durood sharif. So we shouldn't be negligent in reading our durood. We should be very regular with that. Kama sallaita ala ali Ibrahim, as you have sent durood on the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. In some narrations it comes as we read in At-Tahiyyat, ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. So and yet that, oh Allah, as you had sent on your most choicest Nabi, one of your most choicest Nabis, Ibrahim alayhi salam, like that sent durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Up to 626 reasons have been mentioned mentioned for this comparison. So because Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was the father of the Anbiya, so oh Allah, as you had sent durood on him, send durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as well. Innaka hamidun majid, you are the one who is most praiseworthy, who is the most honorable. And then to get the salat is completed with Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Oh Allah, send barakat. Barakat is an increment, increase, that things increase all the time. On Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam also, and this is vivid, open in front of our eyes, that there isn't a moment when there aren't huge, huge crowds at Rozai Mubarak and who are sending salat wa salam. Today, if a person, there was some time that you could stand quite comfortably and read your salam. But at the moment, the number of people, and continuously you just have to be on the move. So many people are sending salatu salam, the barakat which Allah Ta'ala has made. The Haramain, both of them, they are just increasing the sizes all the time. Huge, huge, but yet they cannot accommodate the people of the world that are coming there all the time. And just if a person even looks at a picture of the Haram, it fills him with awe and inspires him with great love and respect. How much Allah has put barakat on this. So this durood is very important that we read it. Wa ala ali Muhammad, and on the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. Kama barakta ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Just as you had sent barakat on Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his family, most surely you are the most praiseworthy and the most honorable. وعن أبي مسعود البدري رضي الله عنه قال حضرت أبو مسعود بدري رضي الله عنه says أتانا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن في مجلس سعيد بن عبادة رضي الله عنه, that we were sitting in the majlis of Hazrat Sa'id ibn Ubadah when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to us. We see from this hadith and many other hadith, the Sahaba also had majlis in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is just like today, a Shaykh gives khilafah to his murid, and the murid then has a majlis, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam over also inspired them and oversaw the majalis, visited those majalis also and saw what is happening in those majalis. And this is how is deen spread, really the reality of deen, which comes from person to person, from heart to heart. So it was, this majlis was taking place and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came there. فقال له بشير بن سعد, then Bashir ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amarana Allahu an nusalli alayka ya Rasul Allah, fa kayfa nusalli alayk? Allah has commanded us that we should send durood on you. So how should we send durood? فَسَكَتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَتَّى تَمَنَّيْنَا أَنَّهُ لَمْ يَسْأَلْهُ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept quiet for a while. And because of this quietness, then the Sahaba felt that why did he ask that question? That the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it appears, is having difficulty in answering, does not know the answer, and they loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that they did not want a little bit of inconvenience also. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was waiting for wahi to come from Allah Ta'ala, or he was thinking about the matter of answering, that how should durood sharif be sent. Thumma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then when the answer came, from here we also learn, if we are asked a question and we don't know, don't just blurt out anything. Today our pride, especially for many of us who are the ulama, that when somebody asks us, we can't say, I don't know. We can't say, I will find out. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also waited for wahi to come, we shouldn't be shy and say, I will find out. Or you ask somebody else, that person knows better. And many times we don't know and we just give any answer, right or wrong. This is even worse. If we are not sure, also we should not give. So this is also a great lesson to learn from here. And for all of us, if somebody, many of us who are not even alims, and we also just blurt out any answer, and we carry on as if we are big allamas, This is a talk of great pride. So a person, if he doesn't know and he's not 100% sure, he should refer to somebody else. Or he should say, I will find out and let you know. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah gave him the answer, told them they should read durood in this way. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim, wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Wassalamu qad alimtum. And at the end, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you people know how to send salam, which comes in at-tahiyyat, which we read. Wa Nabi Hamid al-Sa'idi, radiyallahu anhu, قالوا يا رسول الله كيف نصلي عليك. Hazrat Abu Hamid Sa'idi radiyallahu anhu says, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Allah's Rasul, how do we read salat on you? قال قولوا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi kama sallayta ala Ibrahim. O Allah, send durood on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on his wives and on his children as you had sent durood on Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi kama barakta ala Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. And give barakat also to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his wives and his offspring as you had given barakat to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Undoubtedly you are the most praiseworthy, the most honorable. And there are very many other words also to his read durood sharif. Allah reward the ulama that have collected them, and there is a beautiful kitab in which the duroods for the week have been divided in 7 chapters. For every day to read one chapter on durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many people who have made it their lifelong mission to send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they send all the time and in huge, huge amounts. And it should shy us that we don't even send one durood. It is a great, great weakness, and it shows our very, very broken affiliation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we can't even send one durood, and we should send it with passion and with love. And it is a form of great, great spiritual enhancement. May Allah give us all tawfiq.